Hello, my name is Jerome, and we're excited to kick off another episode of the PNY Pro Podcast. I'm here with my co-host, Derek, and today we're going to talk about GTC 2024. So, Derek, how's your experience there?
Yeah, Jerome. So overall, GTC was successful. I know we've been to a couple events post-pandemic, and the turnout wasn't as we expected, from previous years. So overall, I mean, GTC is the first one that I've ever been to, and the attendance was, it was packed. It was insane, and it's a good thing because we finally got to get back in person, shake hands with our partners, new potential customers, show off and showcase some of our solutions. And also, again, just potential new customers for PNY and, help them with whatever solution they may need. So it was really great to be back in person. A lot of hype around the keynote. Our booth experience was one in itself compared to what we've done ever in the past. And again, overall, I mean, GTC was, it was a very successful event and already looking forward to next year.
I mean, can you could touch a little bit more on the booth experience? Because again, being able to see the pictures and even some of the recap videos that we did see, it looked amazing. There's a lot of people moving in and out, a lot of lights going, a lot of things to look at, whether
Yeah.
it comes from GPUs to the demos, and I even saw like an LED booth. Can you kind of walk me through that entire experience?
During the whole planning phase, a little bit before the deadline, we're like, what's something that we can do to really give our booth the wow factor compared to everyone else that's going to be on the floor? And we decided to go with this massive LED wall. So, we built out our booth, a 20 by 20. And originally, it was kind of like a fabric wall. Hey, let's take that fabric section, remove it, and put LED screens in there. And then that way, we can really showcase, I mean, all the video content that we create, showcasing, hardware, software, and then just all the educational content that we have. So it was a great way to showcase it. On the backside of the wall, we had like another massive TV, just kind of like looping our content on that side as well. And then yeah, we showcased, the professional RTX 6000 Ada generation in NVIDIA Omniverse. We're able to showcase our partnership with VAST. We had some of our EU counterparts there as well. They were showcasing, the NVIDIA DGX systems. And then also, showcasing our new partnership with Pico, showing their VR headset solutions. And then along just with our, data center and professional GPU solutions from NVIDIA. So overall, it was definitely, I think, one of our best booths out of the 7 years I've been with PNY. It was an experience in itself. And again, just looking forward to seeing what we can do next year and kind of push the limits a little bit further in terms of, booth experience and content and what we display.
Even looking at it from, the social media standpoint too, Jensen was introducing, a lot of the different, robots. You can kind of see that robotics is going to be a big part of what NVIDIA is doing moving forward. Some of the even pictures and views that I know you sent me of like robots walking the show floors and robots serving drinks and creating cocktails and all this stuff. Like, how's that experience even looking at it and seeing what the future is going to be like?
Yeah, it was a first for me, and it was really cool to see that in person. And just one to call out would be like, Boston Dynamics. They do these really cool things with the robots and like the little dog robot. And I've always seen them on social media, and I know like for New Year's and holidays, they have these really cool videos that they produce to put out there. And it's like sometimes you look at it like, is this real? But you're at the showroom floor, you have like four of these dog robots going by and just look at you, they move, and it was just wild. And then NVIDIA had a little small booth that had a robot serving, drinks. So you'd pretty much hit a button and say, hey, I want this, and okay, give me a few minutes, and gets the drinks, mixes it, shakes it, and then pours it in the cup for you.
That's
So,
cool.
GTC in itself is different. It's all AI based, AI at the edge, solutions for that. And again, based off the keynote, the new Blackwell chip that Jensen launched, like it's really all about really just, again, AI, supercomputing, and really just pushing the limits of what we've already done with AI so far in any of the markets.
Yeah, even touching on that same note of AI, and kind of how that translates back into even NVIDIA Omniverse too. Can you kind of touch a little bit more on like the actual demos that were shown and taking place as well?
Yeah, so we're able to showcase our new partnership with VAST, again, DGX with our EU counterparts. And then also, I was showcasing NVIDIA Omniverse. And it was really cool to demo that because you and I, we spoke to different partners and guests on the podcast and past episodes about Omniverse. But actually seeing it in person and hands-on experience is just a whole new appreciation for it. The system that we had was showcasing the RTX 6000 8th generation GPU, which has 48 gigs of memory. And we were showcasing DaVinci, AECO, and then another demo for manufacturing. And just within DaVinci, as I mentioned, 48 gigs on this GPU, it was using 35, 36, 37 gigs. So it's pulling a lot of memory along with its real-time ray tracing. So it's rendering a scene in real time. I was able to move objects. You can see lighting changing along with whatever objects I'm moving. So it tells a better story than us just, you know, kind of like talking about it. So yeah, you and I, we talked about in the past a lot with, you know, guests on the podcast, but actually seeing it and actually using it in person live is a whole new user experience. And again, with AECO, you can build out a digital twin of a cityscape, adjust textures, lighting and such. And the same thing with manufacturing, we're able to build out a factory with a car assembly. And you can, again, run simulations of how it's going to perform. If there's something in the wrong spot, it's going to let you know, like, this needs to be adjusted. So that way, again, we spoke about digital twins a lot in the past. This is another piece of software provided by NVIDIA that you can build out digital twins of things before you break ground or, you know, get started on your projects. And the same thing for clients, you know, AECO, you can build something out. And virtually, you can walk through what you've created to make sure things are in the right place. And it's just, it was really cool to showcase it in person and letting people use it. And again, and experience it in real time is a whole different thing than just, you know, kind of talking about it.
I know we had a little bit of time to work with the Omniverse before we sent it out to GTC. So you're working with that build. And I know you were kind of showing me some of the things that you can do, whether it's like, you know, moving some scrolls left or right and actually rendering it out again in real time. This stuff just seems like it just saves so much time for anyone, you know, whether they're in those specific markets or creators when it comes to the M&E field as well. Like, yeah. This is focused on saving time, and time is money in a sense. So it's like,
absolutely.
This is going to be groundbreaking for so many different markets, and the way that this is implemented, I'm really excited to see how this moves forward.
Yeah. And again, we're kind of just at that tipping point, and it's only going to get better and more efficient from here on out. And yeah, like before we shipped it out, again, we want to make sure the system was working. It was really cool. Like using the AECO demo, you know, we were able to put a humongous oak tree in one scene, and then there was like 17 different scenes we can choose from. And we can go through those different scenes. And if that tree was in that scene, it's there in real time. So, I mean, you and I, as, you know, content, let's, you know, creating content creators as such, we make a lot of videos and we use Premiere Pro, which is kind of the same thing. You have your timeline, you're kind of doing layers, and then you render the thing out, to where here it's, you're moving actual objects, adjusting lighting. You can do, again, simulations if it's raining, if it's snowing, if it's sunny. Right. All of this stuff, and it's just, again, it's mind-blowing of what we're able to do now versus in the past. And again, AI is just going to contribute and advance it even much further than where we're at right now.
Yeah, that's really interesting. So I also heard you guys had a special guest stop by your booth as well.
Yeah.
Can you get into that a little bit more?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's crazy. So as you all know, like, you know, Jensen had the keynote there, and he was going through visiting the booths each day. And it's just wild because you can tell when Jensen's in the building, there's just a swarm of people around. So, you know, day one, he kind of did the one line of booths, and the next day he came and visited us. So it was really great to see, you know, our CEO and Jensen be able to meet in person, shake hands, speak a little bit, and then also kind of go through the booth and what we're showcasing and everything. And I think the coolest thing is the build that we made for the Omniverse demo that we're just talking about. You know, Jensen actually signed it for us. So it was just kind of seeing that real time, taking it all in. And when I say, again, like the amount of people that come along with Jensen visiting your booth, we had hundreds of people just surrounding the booth, people trying to run up and take selfies with them. It was just, it was an experience
Sure.
in itself. So I wasn't able to get a picture in the booth while he was there, but then I was able to run into him later on in one of the hotels, which is pretty nice because he didn't have to fight off people to try to, you know, talk or get a photo with them. But yeah, it was interesting. Again, he was really excited, said the booth looked great. And again, it was really a successful show, and then just a really cool moment to take in person, real time.
Nice. So you're saying the real highlight of GTC was being able to take a picture with Jensen?
No, I guess that's like the cherry on the top type thing. Like, it was really cool. But I mean, again, overall, for sure, like just being able to demo this stuff. And I think the importance of, because it's one thing for all of us to communicate through email and all of that, but to be able to sit down with your partners and sit down with potential customers and have that one-on-one time to explain to them who PNY is, the solutions we have to offer, and how it can help them. Because like you just said a little bit ago, you know, time is money. So whatever we can do to help them out, we're able to, you know, provide that information and then, you know, follow up with them after the show.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great point, because again, I think being able to see and talk to people in person is huge, because that just helps to really solidify that partnership as well, where you're able to have that face-to-face communication and say like, hey, you know, we want to work with you. How can we further work with you? In what ways can we enhance this collaboration? There's just so many different things that you can do and touch on and talk about, especially while you're in person, you know? So yeah, that sounds really cool. The entire event seemed amazing. It seemed like there's a lot of cool moving parts. I know there's a huge amount of playing that went into it as well. So again, kudos to the entire team who's able to help from start to finish, planning, preparation, execution, all of that stuff. So it looks really cool. So Derek, do you have any final thoughts on GTC 2024?
So it's definitely, I think, one of the events that I've been to in person that is going to rank way high on my list. I think if no one's been to a GTC, definitely at least get to one and experience it, because it's different than any other event out there. It was a successful event for us. The keynote was great. And just overall, the energy was really, really positive throughout the entire show. And again, it was just great to really be with people in different industries and markets and tell them more about PNY and how we can help them with the solutions that we offer with NVIDIA.
Sounds great. So I think that's another good segue to wrap up the episode. So Derek, where can everyone reach us?
So if you're not already, make sure you follow us on social media on all platforms. It's PNY Pro. And we're available on any of your favorite podcast platforms where you want to listen in and tune in. And then also, if you're a visual person like me, make sure you're subscribed to the PNY Pro YouTube channel, where you can watch the video format of this podcast.
Sounds great. Well, that wraps up another episode of the PNY Pro podcast, and we'll see you in the next one.